Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. My name is Cindy, Uriel's wife with Unity Automotive.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
That's good. You called their office. I think one of the girls didn't answer. But I called, and I was talking to Lena, but I'm confused. I don't know if I should talk to you or Lena.
This is Uriel Gonzalez's wife, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. So it's me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was confusing because it was Lena. Yeah, you got the right person. So you guys are Uriel and Alex Gonzalez, LLC. That's the company, right?
Yeah, because I sent all those documents already to Lena.
Oh, you sent all those documents already to Lena?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like confused. I don't know if I should just go and talk to Lena no more and talk to you, or...
Well, it's very interesting. Because I'm actually assigned to your file.
Okay. So, do I just forward you all those emails that I sent to Lena to you?
Yeah, I mean, did you and Lena already discuss pretty much what's going on and what you guys are trying to do or anything
like
that?
Yeah, she kind of discussed with me in the morning. She said by working capital, she told me she needed 6 bank statements. She needed, the only thing that I didn't get to send is the tax return because I could not find my 2015. I know we did them, but I just don't know where I think I misplaced the paperwork. I found the 2014.
Okay.
But I don't know if the 2014 or I have to call my accountant and she's out of town.
You can do the 2014. It's just we would need the extension for the 2015. But if you already have the 2015 done, you're not going to have the extension. So we would need the 2015 if you can find them.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look for them. I'm going to have to go home and look. I think I have them at home, I hope, because I didn't see them in my office. So I think. I took them once to do something, and then I just forgot.
Okay, and I don't know if you talked with Lena. I mean, how much did you guys go into detail what you're trying to do?
This is what we're trying to do. We have 2 loans. One with Pearl Capital, which is it was 22 originally, but we're down to 6,000. We only owe them 6 grand. And then we had it on deck for 60, but we're down to 44. With the interest was 72 something, actually. So we're down to 44. But what we're trying to do is just pay them off, have one bill with someone, one bill with someone, and then that's it. And the reason why we need a little bit working capital is just because we have a lift we bought, so we need another, like, a little extra space we need to build.
Okay, so how much... Okay, just before we go any further, just for, you know, like, security reasons, I have to double-check some things real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you some questions just to make sure I have the right person, okay? Can you just verify your address for me real quick?
Yeah, the shop address 711 South Fraser Street, Conroe, Texas 77301.
Okay, perfect. How about your phone number?
936-441-1499.
All right. That looks good there. And just your email.
unaautomotiverepairs@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then just how do you structure your guys' company? Is it like a sole prop, is it S corp?
It's a corporation.
Corporation? Do you know if it's a S corp or a C corp?
S corp.
S corp. Okay, perfect. Okay, so pretty much now we can go into what we're looking for because we have, you know, many different programs. So just depend on your needs. So, okay, so you have some loans that you want to be just paid off and just have one bill, but you want some a little bit extra to do some other things. Okay. How much are you looking for?
Well, first of all, I mean, I guess 44 and 6, that makes 50.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I guess, like 60, 65. I don't think I'll need that much to build other space.
Okay. Okay. Are you familiar with our working capital at all?
Not really. She didn't explain that much on it. Honestly.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm here for. So working capital is pretty simple. It's actually... The way it works is that it's based off of your gross annual sales more so than it is your credit. So, for instance, what were your gross annual sales last year?
Almost $500,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys on track to beat that this year?
We're hoping so.
Yeah, right? Hope so too,
yeah. That's why we're adding another lift. I mean, we've been busy. I mean, this month of August kind of went down, but the rest of the year was very busy, and then we're always, like, full. So that's why we bought another lift, but we don't have nowhere to put it on. So we need that extra cash in order to have it, so we have an extra room where we can put the other cars, work on them.
I got you. Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. So are you going to use that extra money to buy a new lift?
No. We got the lift already.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about to put it where to put it at. Another bay. That's what we want to do.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so just based off your growth and your sales here, you know, we can, if you're on track to beat the 500,000, we can usually, you know, we'll probably give you about, we can get you qualified for probably around 50 to 65, you know, 1,000 as a working capital loan, which is totally fine. And the cool thing is that, you know, even if it's a little bit less than what you were looking for, what we can do is we'll get you approved for the most amount available. And that way, if it is just a little bit less than what you were looking for, once you start paying off of that, paying on that, and once you get, like, you know, midway through paying it off, we can actually get you more. See what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So it does work out in your favor. You know, we do this all the time. So
yeah.
That's a good thing. Okay, and when were you looking to get this?
Well, we're trying to get it done as soon as possible, so I don't know how long it takes.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a deadline for it? Like, is there something going to happen if you guys don't get this, like, immediately?
I mean, I have a permit already, but
okay.
I don't know if it'll expire. Honestly, that I don't know. My husband's the one who did that. I don't know.
Okay, I gotcha. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, with us, you know, we can usually get you an answer within 24, and, you know, we can get you the money, you know, fairly quick, you know, a couple days. So, I mean, even 48 hours in some cases, if you need it that, you know, like that fast. So that's a good thing. Just out of curiosity, how would you rate your credit?
Okay, not that great. It started in the 500s. Mine is better. It's like in the fairs, the 600s. But we're both, both half owners. Half owner, and I'm the other owner.
Okay. Are you guys 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay. So because you guys are 50-50, I'm going to need both of you guys' signature on that, okay? And
okay. Yeah, I send it to her like that.
Okay. All right, so I'm just doing some, writing some notes down here.
Okay. Yeah, I filled out the application with you guys. I filled my part. He filled his part. We signed it. We both did. And then I have it with me. I guess I can send it to you. I just forwarded you the emails that I sent Lena. So I sent her the bank statement and the credit card, because it said there was 4 months of credit card processor statement.
Yeah, do you guys take credit cards?
Yeah. So
oh, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Send those two because, okay, go ahead. Huh? Sorry.
No, I sent those, and then she said something about my payoff balance with the other loan statement, so I sent that one also. That's what the email sent me.
Okay, so you have, perfect, so you pretty much have everything I need, except you're just trying to find that tax return.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm trying to find.
Perfect, so it sounds like you have pretty much all the paperwork that you need. Yeah, that payoff letter is very important. That's going to be a very important piece that we really do need. And those are the only working capital loans you have out right now, right?
Yeah, those are the two. I mean, I really, really want to, I mean, I don't have a problem with on deck. I really don't. It doesn't worry me, but what the only thing concerns me is they told us when we got that loan on deck that if we ever get another loan and then they find out about it, they would terminate us. So that's why we're like, well, if we get this new loan, we just might as well just pay them off. So we won't have an issue with them.
Yeah, I gotcha. And that's the thing with OnDeck. I mean, that's why we're different. We're a relationship-based bank. So, you know, one transaction is not going to keep our door open. You know, we like to do business over and over and over and build a relationship with the business owners. So, like, even in the future, if you guys ever need, you know, anything else, you know, we'd like to be the people that you just give us a call and be like, hey, you know, we need to do something right now. You know, even if it's a year or 2 years from down the line, you know, that's how we like to operate. So,
Yeah, I heard such good reviews from you guys. So I was like, well, let me give them a call. Hopefully we do, you know, proof or something, or I guess you can see.
Yeah, awesome. And, you know, from what it sounds, you know, I mean, the thing is your credit. I mean, that's not a big factor when it comes to working capital, but we do work with, you know, tiers A to D. Even if you get like approved, like I was saying, like for a little bit less than what you're looking for, because it is unsecured cash, right? So it's going to be a little bit riskier. But, you know, if you get midway through paying off a loan, you can always get more or ask for more, and we can extend that out. So that's one of the nice things. Okay, so, yeah, so let's, I mean, if you want to, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so you have pretty much have all the paperwork already. Yeah, if you just want to forward that over to me, do you have my email?
No, can you shoot me an email and so I can have it saved and I just reply from there forward to you and everything?
Yeah, is, you want me to shoot the email to the UNA Automotive Repair?
Yeah, UNA Automotive Repairs at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot that over. Just curious, too. I know you guys, have you ever thought about doing any kind of equipment, like financing, like bring on another lift or anything?
Not right now, since we bought this one already. We bought it in back in June or May already. So, now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bays. Well, with the new one, we'll have 6. Now we have 5, so with the new one, we'll have 6.
Oh, that's great.
So we need another bay for it, so...
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you guys are doing pretty good then. You guys are growing, yeah?
Yeah, it's growing within the past year, so. It's just this month was pretty rough, but I think it's just because everybody's just going back to school and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, how long have you guys been in business for?
Since April of 2011.
Since 2011. Okay. All right, so yeah, that shouldn't be any problem right there, too. Okay. 2011. Anyway. Do you happen to know on those, on the on-deck loan and the other loan, are they daily, weekly, or monthly payments? I know the on-deck is probably daily. Okay.
Yeah, daily.
Okay, yeah. So in that payoff letter, it'll show all of that stuff, so that'll be...
Yeah, I have it with... It's 304 what they take out daily. And Perlgada's, really, we really don't know much. It's just 6,000, but I don't want to deal with them. It's they're a headache, so I really want to get them off my shoulders.
Yeah. Who is it? You kind of broke up there. Who is that?
Pearl Capital.
Oh, Pearl Capital. Okay. All right. Yeah, I will send you this email, and then, just go ahead and get that back to me, and then we'll go from there. So, all right.
I'm gonna look for my 2015 tax returns right now. As soon as I get home, I just came to pick my child, but as soon as I get home, I'm gonna look for them. And as soon as I get them, I'll scan them and send them to you. And then, so I just talk to you directly. I don't talk to you
anymore. Right. Exactly. Yeah. She's kind of like the, I don't know. I really don't know what she does actually, but yeah. Just me. I'm on your file now. So.
Okay.
All right.
Do that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll forward them to you then.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.